Senate will come to order. Roll call by the Chief Clerk.
Roll call for Friday, January 23rd. Anderson?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Excused.
Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Excused.
Dockstader?
Here.
Esquibel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Honeycutt?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
Perkins?
Excused.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Excused.
Schiffer? Scott?
Here.
Sessions?
Excused.
Townsend?
Here.
Basie?
Here.
Von Flatern?
Here.
President Hines?
Here.
Burns here.
Burns present? 26 present, 4 excused.
Prayer by the Reverend Gilbert.
For 1 week at a time. It's an honor. I find this tradition of having prayer in important places to be quite significant, and I would trust that this tradition will continue for many years. Let us pray. Our prayer to you, O God, reaches beyond this place to include the unknown and the known. We ask in greatest sincerity that a shield of safety be placed around all those who are in distant places, protecting the safety and security of persons everywhere. Grant wisdom and perseverance to persons elected and selected to bring peace to our world. On fields of battle, arenas of service, and at tables of negotiation, may your will be done so your creation may live in peaceful harmony. We are mindful this morning and in this moment of persons we have left at home for these 40 days, our spouses, our children, our parents, our companion workers, our constituents. Their faces flash before us, and while we might ask your blessing upon our endeavors, we ask your blessing upon them with the request that they all will find opportunity to reach the full potential you have placed within them. Remind us once again of the larger world of which we are part, and enable each of us to do our part in making your world a better, safer place in which to live. O God of us all, we pray. Amen.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January the 22nd, 2009, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the Day, Eric Waddell, MD from Cheyenne. And the nurse for the day is Sue Howard, RN, from Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Sue is here because I was talking to her, so we'll have a nurse. Thought up for the day, we may never have the opportunity to do great things in a great way. that we all have the chance to do small things in a great way. Messages from the House?
Is that group here?
Okay. Members of the Senate, joining us this snowy morning is Mr. Dominic Bravo, administrator for the Division of State Parks, Historic Sites and Trails, who will introduce 20 students from Pioneer Elementary School and their art instructor, Mr. Weber. Mr. Bravo and the kids are going to tell us about a fun winter celebration taking place here in Cheyenne this weekend to debut the Wyoming Kids Extreme Program. This program is an extension of the Children and Nature Initiative to reconnect youth to the outdoors and to our own Senator Burns, who is a sponsor of this event. Welcome to you all. Okay.
Again, my name is Dominic Bravo, and I'm the administrator for State Parks, Historic Sites, and Trails. It gives me great pleasure to welcome 20 students from Pioneer Park Elementary. They're going to be the great artists here in a couple minutes. They'll be heading over to the State Museum, which is right across the street here, and they're going to be carving either creations of their own or possibly some of our historic sites, whether it be Piedmont Kilns or Ames Monument. They're going to try their hand at carving some ice. So what they'll be handing out today is an invitation for this evening's event just to come see their sculptures and get a little more information about our Wyoming Kids Extreme, which this inaugural event is basically our Children in Nature initiative here in the state of Wyoming, reconnecting children with the outdoors, arts, healthy lifestyles, and all those types of things. So please, students, if you can just hand out the invitations.
Dominic, this sounds like a fantastic event, especially with the snow falling outside this morning. Members of the Senate, if you have kids or grandkids in town this week, I encourage you to grab some hot chocolate and get outside for this celebration, which sounds like perfect cure for cabin fever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm getting the button pushed correctly. Next order of business will be messages from the House.
January the 22nd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 129, Committee of the Whole indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 109, Wyoming Community Facilities Program, Ayes 27, noes 31, excused 2. The bill has been indefinitely postponed. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Reports from standing committees.
January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 67, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, Johnson, and Vasey, excuse Senator Jennings, Senator Geis, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 73, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, Johnson, and Vasey, excuse Senator Jennings, Senator Geis, Chairman.
Senator Geis.
Senate File 67, Water Development Funding, has a small appropriation on it, and we need to re-refer that to the Appropriation Committee. And Senate File 73 has a little larger appropriation to that, and that needs to be re-referred to the Appropriations Committee.
Without objection, Senate File 67 and Senate File 73 will be re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Bills on second reading. Senate File 5, second reading of the bill.
State Parks and Cultural Resources, South Pass City.
Senate File 5, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 11, second reading of the Senate file.
State Parks Ranger Authority.
Senate File 11, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 16, second reading of the Senate file.
State Butterfly.
Senate File 16 have an amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 16, second reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 2.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I'd like to move second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 16 and ask that we dispense with further reading of the amendment. Mr. President, the bill came up so quickly yesterday that I didn't have a chance to put some planned amendments in on Committee of the Whole, so I apologize for having to come with a second reading amendment on it. And all this amendment basically does is 2 things. On page 1, line 2, it changes the language from state insect to state butterfly. We decided to narrow it down just to that. And then we do the same thing on page 1, line 12. And then the only other change is on page 1, line 11, and that's where we corrected the Latin spelling. It went from Sheridan I to Sheridan I. And with that, I would be glad to take any questions.
Discussion on the amendment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Amendment passed. Senate File 16 haven't been read 2 separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read the 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 37, second reading of the Senate file.
Antifreeze and petroleum products.
Senate File 37, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 69, second reading of the Senate file.
Fertilizers.
Senate File 69, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 80, second reading of the Senate file.
Electrical installation exceptions.
Senate File 80, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 105.
Weed and pest control districts, unfair competition.
Senate File 105, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 112, second reading of the Senate file.
Archaic price regulation repeal.
Senate File 112, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a consent list?
Mr. President, we do have a third reading consent list as follows. Senate File 8, Feral Livestock. Senate File 30, Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses. Senate File 36, Intentional Feeding of Elk. Senate File 42, Select Committee on Local Government Financing. Senate File 48, Game and Fish Landowner Coupon Redemption Period. Senate File 53, Property Tax Deferral Program. Senate File 58, Vehicle Title and Registration.
Our consent list consists of Senate File 8, Feral Livestock, Senate File 30, Bar and Grill Liquor License. Senate File 30, Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses. Senate File 36, Intentional Feeding of Elk. Senate File 42, Select Committee on Local Government Financing. Senate File 48, Game and Fish Landowner Coupon Redemption Period. Senate File 53, Property Tax Deferral Program. Senate File 58, Vehicle Title and Registration. Does anybody wish to have any of these bills removed from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question, shall these bills pass the Senate? Senate File 8, Senate File 30, Senate File 36, Senate File 42, Senate File 48, Senate File 53, Senate File 58. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas. Perkins excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Vasey.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
On the consent list, 29 ayes, 1 excused. Senate File 8, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 8, 29 ayes, 1 excused. Senate File 30. Massey, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no.
Bebout,
aye to no.
Geis, aye to no.
Anderson, aye to no.
Townsend, aye to no.
Dockstader, aye to no.
Peterson, aye to no.
Meyer, aye to no.
Larson, aye to no.
Sessions, aye to no.
Case,
aye to conflict. DeCaria, aye to no.
Hines, aye to no.
Hines, aye to no. Any further changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 30. 15 ayes, 13 noes, 1 excused. And 1 conflict.
Would you give that report again, please?
15 ayes, 13 noes, 1 excused, and 1 conflict. Senate File. Senate File 36, are there any changes?
Case,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 36, 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excused. Senate File 42, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 42, 29 ayes, 1 excused. Senate File 48, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 48, 29 ayes, 1 excused. Senate File 53, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 53, 29 ayes, 1 excused. Senate File 58, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 58, 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Majority floor leader.
Mr. President, as a matter of point of order, could we have a restatement of the final vote on Senate File 30? I don't think that was clearly announced.
Senate File 30, 15 ayes, 13 noes, 1 excused, and 1 conflict.
Mr. President, it's my understanding that in order to pass the Senate, it requires a
majority of those members elected I don't feel that 15 is a correct majority of those members elected to the Senate, and would challenge that.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, my next procedure is, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 8, Senate File 36, Senate File 42, Senate File 48, Senate File 53, and Senate File 58 have passed the Senate. Senate File 30 have failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of members elected to the Senate and is indefinitely postponed. Senator Massey.
Mr. President, having voted on the prevailing side of Senate File 30, I move for immediate reconsideration and ask for the body to vote no.
You've heard the motion, and I believe that calls for a roll call. Just a majority. You've heard the motion that Senate File 30, the vote would be reconsidered. All in favor say aye.
Roll call.
Standing vote. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I would believe that would take a roll call vote, and if it doesn't, I request the ayes and nays, so we'll have one anyhow.
If the ayes and nays have been requested, the clerk will call the roll. And Senator Burns?
Just so we're clear and everybody knows what we're doing, since it's the first time we're doing this session, we're voting on whether or not to reconsider. So if the vote passes to reconsider, then we would have another vote on the bill itself.
That's correct. Roll call by the chief clerk. Yeah.
Anderson?
Bebout,
no. Burns,
aye.
Case,
no.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
no.
DeCaria,
aye.
Dockstader,
no.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
no.
Hastert,
no.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings, Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins excused, Peterson,
no.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
no.
Townsend,
no.
Vasey,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines,
no.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 14 ayes, 15 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion had failed. There will not be a reconsideration, and Senate File 30 is indefinitely postponed. Senate File 13, third reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 13, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Shed Antler Collection, an act relating to game and fish, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Reading clerk will read the third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 13.
Senate File 13, third reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 14.
Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move
Third reading amendment to Senate File 13. After we talked about this the other day, had some calls made around, and it looks like that our good senator from KC is not the only one concerned about game and fish officials going in on, you know, official duty capacity, picking up antlers and hauling them out. So put this amendment up just so that we can say, no, that really doesn't happen. So no employee of the Game and Fish Department while on duty shall collect antlers or horns except in the performance of the employee's job or duties. I understand sometimes the state lab or vet will say, would you pick some up? I guess it's to like a hair sample, you're checking for drugs or something. So we can leave this in, leave it out, but it takes that argument away. Thank you.
Senator Sessions.
Mr. President, excuse me. I guess I just looked at this and thought, well, wow. When I was teaching school, it would be like telling me that after school or during school at lunchtime or whatever, I collect old Western books. That would say, hey, if I went down to the local secondhand shop and found a book, I couldn't buy it. I don't know. Vote it up or down. It just seems like it's, I suppose, micromanaging into people's private lives. Thank you. As long as they do it within the law, it's legal.
Further discussion? Are you ready for the question? Shall amendment, third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 13 pass? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Amendment have failed. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 13. The reading clerk will please read it in.
Senate File 13, third reading amendment number 2, page 1, line 14.
Senator Duck Statter.
Thank you, Mr. President. After further discussion, we felt like we wanted to not necessarily close out that whole time period, but give the agency in charge the opportunity to look at specific time periods within that time. If there's a situation where the herds are being moved around too much and being pressured, then they could close it down during that given time period. So it just leaves a little more option, a little more leeway with the legislation. Appreciate your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Okay. Senator, would you like to move that amendment?
And thank you, Mr. President. And I move amendment.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, this amendment is a friendly amendment and helps the bill.
Further discussion on the amendment? Ready for the question? The question is, shall third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 13 pass? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The amendment has passed. Senate File 13 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Excuse me, Senator Cole.
Yeah, Mr. President, this bill had quite a debate the other day, and I voted against it in committee, and I urge you to vote against this bill. The private property rights were brought up by the good senator from KC. We all talked that stuff. What I'm concerned about is a number of other issues that we didn't hear. And testimony of the bill, not only in committee, but on the floor. And a constituent of mine came all the way down from Cody to testify on this bill in committee. There's a lot of questions that weren't answered by Game and Fish, even brought up. How many animals are lost due to antler hunting? Never heard anything about that. What is an acceptable number of antler hunters or humans in a particular area at one time? Never heard anything about that. What is, in fact, the dramatic effect we're seeing in southwest Wyoming? All we heard was there's a problem, particularly with deer. What improvements can hunters expect to see by removing antler hunters from these areas? Didn't hear anything about that. And how many antler hunters are there, and what is the percentage increase per year? We didn't hear anything about that. If we give Game and Fish the right to promulgate rules on antler hunting, it's not just going to be in southwest Wyoming. It's going to be up in my country in Park County, 80% federal lands. That's the amendment we put on. I think this bill is inappropriate. I don't think it's been well thought out. I think it's a knee-jerk reaction. And if you want to talk about significant harassment to the wildlife of Wyoming, have a look at the wolves. They never say anything about cow-calf ratios, any of that stuff. So I urge that you defeat this bill. I think it's the wrong time for the bill. I don't think it's well thought out. It's not well documented.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wasn't going to speak on this bill, but I think that, it's been said that people in Wyoming don't use turn signals because it's nobody's business where they're going. Now, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I think it does express our pride in our independence. You know, and you may very well hear me speak to these issues, and it's already been spoken to quite eloquently by the good senator from KC, but, you know, when it comes to personal rights and private property rights and local control, I think in Wyoming all these things are dying a death of 1,000 cuts, and I think this is another cut, another slice in regard to those issues. So, Mr. President, I would just say that I would ask the body vote no on this.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, the fact is Game and Fish is designated by the state to watch out for our game and fish, to watch out for our wildlife. That's why they brought this bill to the TRW committee. And just to recap, the reason they're asking for it is the fact that the mule deer population over in the western part of the state, especially in the southwest, has already been under stress from all the gas development going on in the various, the Jonah Field and about three or four other fields. They're already somewhat stressed from that. But caused the real concern from Game and Fish is when, in fact, the legislatures and the Game and Fish divisions from Idaho and Utah actually started setting seasons on antler gathering in their states. That's what caused a huge influx of people from those other states to start antler hunting in the state of Wyoming. That's what has caused the problem, because we don't have seasons. So as soon as the season closes in Idaho and Utah, they're all flocking here because it's perfectly legal. Now, let's assume that because of the increased population, the greater populations in Idaho and Utah that are here, I would bet that you could say that the number of antler gatherers has at least doubled down in the southwest part of the state. And from the testimony of game and fish officials, it has caused additional stress on the mule deer populations. And that is what Game and Fish is asking for, is the authority to be able to close off antler gathering for a certain period of the year in order to not stress those deer herds anymore. If we don't want to give them, if this body doesn't want to give them the authority, it's just going to, I think the situation's probably just going to get worse, especially if this legislature kills this bill. I think among antler gatherers in other states, that will become news.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would urge you to support the bill. I think we've taken care of the private property rights with the amendments that are in there. I can tell you, I live adjacent to the National Elk Refuge, as many of you know. And in the spring, they line up there just outside of the refuge and up and down and herding the animals. And I'm concerned about it from the elk herds, quite frankly. We addressed the private property rights issue, and that was appropriate. We need to take care of the private property rights. But in my county, about 98% of the land isn't private property. It is government of some kind property, be it BLM or Game and Fish or whatever. And the harassment with those elk up there, elk antlers have become a extremely valuable commodity. For a lot of years, many of you know, we have had a elk antler auction sale every year in May where the Fish and Wildlife Service goes up lets the Boy Scouts go out and collect them off of the refuge. They bring them down in there, and their people come in by the droves, be they from China that want to ground them up into some kind of an aphrodisiac, or be they craftsmen who want to, you know, cut them up and make belt buckles out of them. The point is they're an extremely valuable commodity, and I believe the Game and Fish and agencies must have the right to regulate them, the gathering of them, on any government property. Private property, absolutely not, but I think we addressed that. And so there is harassment. The harassment is severe. In my county, the gathering without them being able to control would drive the animals nuts that are trying to go on and off the feed grounds that are there. And we had some other earlier legislation about feeding them and so on. That's a drop in the bucket compared to what the antler gatherers are now doing. And so I think the bill is needed to protect the elk herd. I don't know much about the deer in southwest Wyoming, but it's certainly needed to protect the elk herds in western Wyoming, where they have all the feed grounds. And I would urge you to support it.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I think it's important to be precise at this point what we're voting on, because this bill has changed substantially from the bill that was debated in Committee of the Whole. And I agree with the senator from Teton County that we've dealt with any property rights issue that was present here to start with. My understanding, and I hope to be corrected if I'm wrong, is that what the bill now does is it gives the Game and Fish authority to establish and enforce where needed, so it doesn't need to be everywhere. You know, we don't need it in my part of the state, but they may elsewhere. The testimony is that they do. But establish and enforce where needed. A ban on the collection of naturally shed antlers and horns of big game animals. Second reading amendment said from January 1 to May 1 of each year, and as I understand the amendment we just adopted, they can use now a lesser period within that time. So what you're doing is you're taking what has been a valuable commodity and just banning it for a certain period of time where there is a problem of harassment. And that's all it does. And that strikes me as being entirely reasonable and not involving any overreaching or giving them authority that they don't really need. So I would urge us to support the bill.
Senator Doc Statter.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder, too, that this gives us an opportunity to do a little bit of mitigation without pulling out the checkbook. Gives us an opportunity to address some problems that they've asked us. In visiting with a Cokeville rancher, he says this has increased substantially in the last few winters as people from our good neighbors from out of state come up and push the herds around. Visiting with a Sublette County commissioner, same problem, same situation. So let's address this without pulling out the state's checkbook and writing a $4 million check for mitigation as we did for the bridges. I urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senate File 13, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstatter?
Aye.
Esquibel? Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins excused. Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions? Townsend?
No.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 16 ayes, 13 noes, and one excused.
Senate File 13, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 13 have passed the Senate. We have a special guest this morning. Since being elected to the United States Senate as Wyoming 20th United States Senator in 1997, Mike Enzi have cast votes and worked on some of the most pivotal and historic issues of our time. At the start of the 109th Senate in 2005, Enzi became only the ninth Wyoming Senator to ascend to the rank of chairman of one of the standing Senate committees. He is currently serving on the Budget Committee, Finance Committee, Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, and Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee. Senator Enzi grew up in Thermopolis and Sheridan and has a long record of public service to the people of Wyoming. He was elected as mayor of Gillette and then went on to serve in the Wyoming House of Representatives from 1987 to 1990 and the Wyoming Senate from 1991 to 1996. Mr. Enzi also served in the Wyoming Air National Guard from 1967 to 1973. It is my special pleasure and honor to welcome home United States Senator Mike Enzi.
Thank you. Mr. President, and it is a great pleasure to call you that. The title that I prefer to give you is Mentor. Senator Hines was the head of our delegation when I came to the Wyoming House and taught me what I know about legislating. And I've got to say, I think he's one of the best listeners, one of the hardest listeners, and one of the fairest people that I've ever met. And so I'm pleased that you've selected him to lead this session. And it's always good to come back and watch you work. It's so efficient. That one vote you had earlier for reconsideration, that would have taken us a week. In fact, as soon as it was brought up, we'd have gone into a quorum call. That's where we give ourselves permission not to do anything. And then there would have been little meetings all over the floor seeing how long it was going to take to whip everybody into shape to find out how the vote was going to come out, rather than just going ahead and voting. And we only work one bill at a time. And we usually work them for about 3 weeks. And we truly only do one reading. The others are just kind of pro forma. And we've even found ways to skip the committee work. And that's... always a little disappointment to me, because that's really where the bipartisan work is done in the United States Senate, is in committee. Now, a committee there is 23 people, so it's almost the same size as this body. And it has to operate about the same as this body, giving everybody a voice. So there are some changes that we could take back there that would make quite a difference. But I love watching you, because politics is local, and you are the local legislators. You're the ones that pass the bills that have the biggest influence on the people that you live with. And then, and this is a real key, you go home and live under the laws that you passed, doing regular work. And I think that makes a tremendous difference. We just swore in a new senator from Colorado, because Senator Salazar became the Secretary of Interior, and I think he's going to be good to work with. I've worked with him in the Senate, but the new senator was greeted by Senator Brasso and I, and he said, "You know, we really envy you in Wyoming because you have a budget surplus." And I said, "You know, that's just the result of good legislating. And if you follow what John and I do back here, we can make the same difference." We've had a few votes since then, and he hasn't taken my advice, obviously. But I do appreciate what you do, and... I know you don't get a lot of appreciation for what you do. A person once reminded me that the only place you find appreciation is in the dictionary. But keep doing what you're doing. do it right, get it done. It's a real secret. And, of course, I really thank you for helping to train Senator Barrasso and myself and Representative Lummis. It does make a huge difference back there. Cynthia has hit the ground running. She's already had to take a whole bunch of tough votes. But she is getting them organized over there so that they recognize Wyoming again. And so that they understand that there is a rural part of the United States and some of the issues that we have. I hope that we can get over some of the election venom. You know, I read the Wyoming papers every day or every week, depending on how often they come out. And I'm always surprised at the venom in the letters against all sides, all levels of government. Once the election's over, it seems like we'd kind of pull together and not pay attention to what's Democrat and what's Republican and what's independent and what isn't. That we just do our work. And I have noticed, though, that a lot of that's generated by titles on bills that we do in Washington. You know, one of the secrets of passing a bill is to have a really good title. You know, something that people really feel strongly about, so strongly that they don't even read the details of what's under it. Those drive us nuts in Washington. But I'm pleased to have my grandson here with me today. Trey has been the other end and is here. And he's been coming back for my annual pilgrimage to the Wyoming legislature since he was born. I have a picture of him in the speaker's office down on the other end where he's laying on the carpet, and he's about that long. He never was little. But that always makes it special, too. This last week, I had some really good news. I got appointed to the Finance Committee. I've been asking for that for 12 years, and now we're going to have an accountant working on taxes. But, of course, that isn't the only thing we do. The Revenue Committee here is very similar to the Finance Committee, except the Finance Committee also has jurisdiction over Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans. I've been on the HELP Committee, which is Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, and I've been doing health policy. Now I can be the liaison to the Revenue Committee for the financing of the health part of the package. So I'm very, very excited about that. And yesterday I had to cast my first vote, and it was on the new Secretary of the Treasury. And I'm still appalled that he didn't pay his taxes. He's going to be in charge of collecting taxes, and he didn't pay his taxes. We have ridden people out of town on a verbal rail before, tarred and feathered, who didn't pay their taxes. And they weren't going to be in charge of collecting taxes. Well, that wasn't the only story that I've been talking about, the bailout, and been very upset with the way that it's been done. So yesterday they said, okay, you are a task force to come up with a plan that'll bail us out. I said, okay, well, we'll get to some real stimulus then. So I've got some extra assignment by being on that committee already. I'll try and take into account any suggestions you have. But so far we haven't had the same kind of transparency and accountability that you insist on every bill. And, of course, we lump these bills into these huge packages. There'll be 1,000 pages as an average bill. Who can read 1,000 pages? And, of course, if you look at how they're written, you know that people can't read what there was there. Now, Patty McMillan was one of my first chairmen here in the House, and she insisted that we read all the footnotes and make sure that all of them actually applied to what we were talking about. So I still try to do that, but it gets very confusing in Washington, which is one of the reasons that that we're not able to do things in a speedy manner back there. But we'll keep trying to take what you do back to Washington. And if we can get these same rules that you have, and probably even a shorter time of working, that's part of what makes you efficient. You know, if you hold up somebody else's bill, that your bill doesn't stand a chance of coming up. Of course, in Washington, there's a whole bunch of them that we don't want to come up. But keep on doing what you're doing. Wyoming is a spectacular place, and the Wyoming legislature has made a tremendous contribution to that. So keep up the good work. I am so proud of you and so proud to have been here and served. Thank you.
on behalf of the Wyoming legislature, on behalf of the Wyoming legislature, we want to thank you, and Diane also, we're glad to have you here today. We wish you a lot of luck in Washington, and come back and see us. Thank you. At this time, would our page, Amy Reese, please come up? Amy? Please come up, Amy. As we all know that we ask our pages to come for 2 weeks and work for us, and I'm very pleased with the work you've done, and we have a resolution of the Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, and it's a resolution to recognize Amy Reese's service as a page in Wyoming State Senate. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Amy has served as a page for the Senate from January 13, 2009 through January 23, 2009, whereas Amy's service as a page has been exceptional and fully appreciated by the Wyoming Senator, whereas this resolution has the support of the members of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature who have signed their name here too. Therefore, be it resolved that the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that Amy have served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect, Section 2, that Amy dedication will serve her well in her future endeavor. Therefore, with great appreciation, we recognize Amy Reese for her outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on this 23rd day of January, 2009. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, I guess I'll have to, you know, extend my sincere gratitude to you guys. I really appreciate that you give us this kind of a position to be able to do. I've learned a ton. You know, I go through college government. I'm like, oh, I know everything about government. I didn't. And I learned a lot. I really appreciate how welcoming everyone was. It was really sweet between all the senators and all the staff. Everyone was very welcoming, and it really made for a really great time here. It went too fast. Felt like we were just getting started, and then all of a sudden, it's my last day. So I might be a little bit of a paparazzi today. I apologize. Now I'd love to get pictures with everyone, and if I don't get pictures with you, I guess. But if I can get every picture of everyone, I would love to. So keep that in mind. Thanks for everything. I really appreciate it.
We're at that order of consideration, the bills in general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, considerations of bills in general file.
Mr. President, could I have privilege of the floor, please?
You may.
Mr. President, Senator Enzi just in his remarks attested to the efficiency of this body. And there's an old expression that the proof, I guess, is in the pudding. We have no bills up on for the Committee of the Whole. We've had two bills read in our earlier report out of committee. Both of those bills would require appropriations, so then they would be re-referred. Mr. President, what I would like, if you, with your permission, is for us to stand at ease for a bit until I can confer with the clerk, check to see if perhaps we might have a bill for consideration today, or perhaps with one of the larger bills that has come out of one of our committees that has a considerable amendment to be worked, if in fact we might deal with that on Monday. So having said that, Mr. President, I would hope that you might see fit to let us stand at ease until you sound the gavel.
All right, we'll be at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Mr. President, thank you. Having looked at those bills that perhaps could be placed on general file for today, I find none. Those bills will then be brought forth on Monday. So, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 o'clock a.m. Monday morning.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Appropriations Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment in the room 204 to consider the bills that were scheduled up for today. Then we'll hang around till the House adjourns at noon to complete the callback testimony of Division of A&I. On Monday morning, Mr. President, we will begin the markup process of the budget. So we'll start at 8 a.m., come back in for roll call and, I suppose, third reading amendments, but otherwise we'll be out the entire day. We have scheduled up every bill that is been assigned to us or re-referred to us next week. So if you've got bills, it's scheduled sometime during next week. If you want to know what time it is, you can check with our secretary. We'll begin hearing them on Tuesday. If there's a conflict, we'd be happy to make accommodations for anybody, but they'll be coming out. And, Mr. President, last thing, if we would just simply regulate the Agricultural Committee's bills to, say, $10 million, we'd make this process a lot easier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee, number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet at 11:30 up in room S18 to consider Senate File 101, Trona Utility Shot Fire Certification, Senate File 99, Career and Technical Training Grants, and Senate File 110, Designated Real Estate Agents. And further, Mr. President, on Monday, January 26th, 30 minutes after the noon recess, we will meet again in S18 to consider Senate File 115, Investment of State Funds Revision, Senate File 127, Junk Dealers, and Senate File 109, Producer Protection.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Services, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet Monday morning at 8 a.m. in the committee room, Senate File 113, Wyoming Health Insurance Pool, Senate File 77, traditional of burthen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet at 7:30 a.m. on Monday to continue our work on Senate File 90. 5, medical necessity, review procedures, and then to take up Senate File 107, court-supervised treatment programs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet at 11:30 to, in S13, we hope, to take up Senate File 60, Senate File 63, which is National Guard Youth Challenge Program, Senate File 63, text message while driving prohibited, Senate File 65, cellular phone use prohibited while driving, Senate File 98, fines for speeding trucks, and hopefully we'll be finished with those by 8 tonight. And then on Monday, upon adjournment, Transportation and Highways and Military Affairs will take on Senate File 119, Public Transportation Funding, and Senate Joint Resolution 1, Equal Military Benefits for Citizens.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday I circulated a memo in regard to the Majority Party Caucus that we intend to have on Monday. So that you know, Majority Caucus members, that process will be conducted in order for us to select a member to serve on the Management Council. What I intend to do is perhaps adjourn just a bit early for the lunch recess and go into caucus at that time so that you can go from caucus to lunch. If you're interested in seeking that position as a majority member, what I think the way the process will operate, you can do whatever you want to do in terms of campaigning or letting those folks know you're interested. You can make your own statement, do your own, make your announcement to the caucus, and we'll give you a few minutes to make your remarks, and we will do a secret ballot, a ballot that will then, depending on how many members of interest we have, we'll continue to ballot until we get one that is elected by the majority. So having said that, President, I would just wish everyone a very safe journey this weekend, and it all speaks for yourself in regard to your ability to get the job done in Committee of the Whole, and I certainly commend you on that.
You've heard the motion that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning, January 26th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is adjourned.